Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, You Need to Act Like a Son of God Already in Progress.
Jeremiah 33:3, the scripture says, Call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. He said, you mean there's a scripture in the Bible that says God will answer you? Now then, if you don't know that scripture, how are you going to call on God by faith if you don't know what his promises are? You can't. So he said, what did you say that scripture was? I said, Jeremiah 33:3. So he went and read Jeremiah 33:3. And he says, you know, it does say, Call unto God, and he will answer me and show me great and mighty things I know not. I said, okay. Call and ask him. Thank him. I said, don't forget to thank him for the answer. Because see, I said, right there in Jeremiah 33:3, he doesn't say thank me. But over there in Thessalonians, he says thank me for all things. Now, he put that a long ways apart. But you're supposed to be studying the whole book. That way you find out if you learn anything. And so he cried out to the Lord. He said, you're telling me that God will talk to me? He said, I'm 45 years old and I have never heard the audible voice of God. There's people in this room that's that old or older that have never heard the authoritative voice of God. Now, many of you have. Many of you have in here, but there's some of you that have not. Because why do I know that? Because God don't talk to everybody. He told me that. So I know he told me when I was on a Sid Ross show years ago that I do not speak to everybody. I speak to whom I want to. Now, why could he do that? He's God. Now there's a girl that has the answer. She acted like that was real simple. And it is. And she had the right answer, guaranteed. So anyway, he said, you're telling me the Lord will answer me. I said, yes, he will. I said, now, I don't know how many times you have to ask. I said, sometimes you have to ask several times, but sometimes he does it pretty quick. So he went and asked the Lord, said, Lord, you were said right here in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto you. You will answer me and show me great and mighty things that I know not. So, Lord, I need to know why this eczema is all over my body. In the name of Jesus, I ask it, and I thank you for the answer in Jesus' name. And he said, when I said, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, he said, instantly, the Lord spoke to me and said, the eczema came upon you when you were 7 years of age because your daddy committed adultery with the woman next door. And he said, well, Lord, there was three of us kids at home. Why did it come upon me? He said, the Lord answered me again immediately. As soon as I said, thank you, Lord. He said, the Lord says, the reason that it came upon you is because you were your daddy's favorite. And that would hurt your daddy the worst for you to have it than anybody else. So that's why the eczema came upon you. So he said, I called my mother. I said, Mother, I just prayed a prayer that I've never prayed before. And God said, I'm sick because daddy committed adultery with a woman next door when I was 7 years of age. Is that true? She said, Son, where did you learn that? We've never told anybody that. He said, I just asked God and he told me. Now, you think God knows everything? Yes. Do you think if you've ever even thought about committing adultery with another woman, do you think God knows it?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Sure he does. He knows the intent of your heart, everything. So you need to repent of your sin and quit thinking those bad thoughts. You know that? It'll hurt to love somebody, but don't lust for them. You can't do that. I'm even the kind of guy, I know how people are. So when God brought me and Cheryl together, she was the huggingest girl I ever saw. I mean, you know, she hugged everybody. Boys, girls, kids, you know, she's a hugger. In fact, we went down to look at something at a piano store or something one time, and the guy that was on the other side of the counter, she knew him not real well, but she knew him, and I don't know how well, but she'd bought some stuff in there before. So when she walked up to the counter, he walked up to the counter. She just reached over and grabbed him by the head and pulled him over and hugged him and kissed him on the cheek. And then they're on with business now. I told her later, I said, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do right now, but I said, as soon as you and me get married, that's going to stop. I said, you're not going to hug any more men. I told her I don't want my wife hugging men. Is that what I told you? So anyway, that's just the kind of guy I am. You know, now then, you may not have any problem at all with your wife hugging somebody else. And every once in a while, I have women that come down here, right here, when me and Cheryl are praying for somebody, especially if they got healed of two or three things. They'll say, "Can I hug you, Pastor?" I said, "Okay, if you have to, go ahead." But why do they want to hug me? What is it they see in me they want to get close to? It's Jesus. It ain't Thurman Scrivener. I mean, they look at me, there's only one woman that thinks I'm handsome, and she's sitting right over here on the front row. She thinks I'm the most handsome man in the world.
There were several before I got here. There were several that thought you were handsome.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's right, I will have to say. I got so tickled. I'm going to tell you all this story right here. I had a few girls, you know, not that I'm a super catch or anything like that, but I wasn't bad. You know, I could still walk and talk and all this stuff. And I had a nice car and I had a nice truck and I had a nice home and I had a nice big piece of land that was paid for. And I was worth a couple of $1 million, you know. So, you know, that's not a bad catch, right? You could handle that, right, Paula? Yeah, that's what I thought most of you. So anyway, most of you girls can't. You can kind of go around what he looks like if he's got a couple of million in the bank. So anyway, I had several ladies invite me to dinner, you know, and I told them, I said, "I'm so grateful for your generosity, but I just can't go to dinner with somebody from the church." And so after I turned down all of them, there was several of them that wanted me to go to dinner with them. And I told them how much I appreciated and their thoughts. So one of the ladies came to me one day and said, "Pastor, if you were to date, could I at least have an opportunity to go with you?" And I said, "Well, yes, but I said, I'm not going to date. That's out of the picture." And so a few days later, several of these ladies got together and they were talking. And so they came to me at church, before church, said, "We want to know something. You're not going to marry. You're not even going to date. But if you did date, what would be the criteria you would be looking for?" So I said, "Okay, ladies, I'm going to answer that from the pulpit." So when we got up to the pulpit that day and I started talking, I said, "I've had a request. Some of the ladies in here wants to know what I would require of a woman if I was going to date her." Wow. And so I said, "And that's okay." So I said, "I'm going to tell you, you have to be a spiritual knockout." I said, "What I mean by that?" I said, if I go to bed with you at night and it's 3:00 in the morning and my phone rings or God puts a thought on my heart, I need to pray for son, you need to pray for so-and-so, I want to hit you in the side. And I said, "What's wrong?" "Fall off the edge of the bed. We're going to pray for John Doe." I said, I don't want to hear it's late. I don't want to hear no. I wanted to say, "Yes, dear. Who do we pray for?" That's a spiritual knockout. A woman that's willing to go with me and do what I do in the Word of God, I said, she's got to be a spiritual knockout. And then I said, she's got to be a physical knockout. She's got to be beautiful, you know. I mean, from the top down, you know, all the way. She's got to be gorgeous. And I said, then there's one last thing. She's got to be filthy rich. I said, now, if any of you ladies meet all that criteria, see me after church. Only one showed up, Cheryl. Oh, I thought how cool that was. God is so cool. You know, here I wasn't going to marry, never going to get married. That wasn't even on my agenda. I tried to be nice to all the ladies, but I treated them all the same, like a lady. Every one of you, I didn't. There's never been a woman that's been to my church that can say that I've done anything out of the being nice to them. I have never touched you in the wrong place. I may pat you on the shoulder as you walk by, or maybe even pat you on the back up here way up high or something. when you pass by me, if you happen to be, if I happen to be standing with my eyes closed, my hands up, and I feel somebody touch my hand, I look, and if you just went by, I may touch you on the shoulder or something as you go by. But I don't do anything other than that. You know, ladies know that. I don't. I treat all of you with a respect. And I'm going to do that, and I think that every man in this place should do that. Because God knows my heart. He knows your heart. And I want us to be able to get our prayers answered. So anyway, this little 86-year-old lady that wanted me to pray for her eyes, she had a whole long list. But when I told her what I would pray for and what I wouldn't pray for, she just threw the list away. And I said, I will pray for your eyes because you need eyes. You need to see. But I said, as far as this money is concerned, I will not pray for it because I don't think that's ethical. So anyway, I prayed for her and blessed her, and she walked out. And the next morning I thought, you know, she wanted me to pray for money. I didn't think about, since I got kind of sideways on praying for money through the government, which I don't believe in. I think the church ought to be able to handle these things, not the church, not the government. I don't think that the government should take your money that you work for and pay taxes and give it to somebody that's able to work. So I don't believe that at all. So anyway, I told Kathy the next morning, I said, get a hold of that woman that was here yesterday. I want to pray for the Lord to provide for the boy. I can do that. And then he can do it any number of ways he wants to do it. But if I don't pray and ask him to provide for this child, that child may go in need. And so I said, then I can. So anyway, I prayed. And after Kathy got a hold of the lady, she said, Pastor, the lady said to tell you this morning when she woke up, her eyes are clear. Mm-hmm. 86 years old and her eyes are clear. Praise the Lord. Don't you love it? I mean, I love serving a God that knows, and he prayed. I mean, he knew my heart for that lady. He knew, and somebody might have been in that room thinking, geez, Pastor, you wasn't very nice to her at all. But I was just doing what I thought was right. And obviously God was okay with it because he healed her eyes.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, You Need to Act Like a Son of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.